greater access to assistive technology devices. The equipment enables people to maintain employment or just to improve their quality of life. It was established in 1997 with federal funds, $291,000 of federal funds, and there are no more federal funds available, new federal funds available for this program. There are some federal funds left, approximately $90,000. For this program, the person must be a person with a disability. The equipment must be, but not limited to, accessible vehicles, durable medical equipment, housing modifications, off-the-shelf or customized products that improve the quality of life for individuals with disabilities. It must be demonstrated that the assistive technology devices have the potential to improve their life, and they must seek other funding sources first, and this is a last resort. They don't qualify for any funding, any other sources, such as Medicaid or Medicare, or special education, or any other funds. The maximum loan amount is $40,000, and the minimum loan amount is $2,500. This money is used either to guarantee at least 90% of a loan or to buy down an interest rate so that they subsidize and get a lower interest rate. We have a letter that was received from North Rim Bank indicating that of the 17 loans that have been made in this program, there has not been a single default in a period of 3 years.
Any questions?
Yeah.
Representative Croft.
So this would be to capitalize up the fund. How much federal money is in it?
Through the chair, this entire fund was funded with federal funds at $291,000 in 1997, and there's approximately $90,000 left.
And there's no federal match requirement per se.
The chair, and that's correct. There is no federal match requirement.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mo and I was looking at your first page one application for home modifications for employment. I was trying to measure that up against what we just heard from Health Education and Social Services in their $250,000 for housing modifications to persons experiencing a disability. They're almost the same. I'm assuming that your plan kind of taps the same source, it looks like, AHFC dividend money, and then it goes to general fund. But it is in order to help people with a disability to modify their homes so that they can work in their homes. Is that the idea? Or just live in their homes? Or
through the chair, Representative Tudson, it is to perform modifications in their homes that would enable them to go to work, not to work inside their home, but to have employment outside the home. Secondly, for clarification purposes, our clientele is different than the clientele from Health and Social Services. They would only be trust beneficiaries that would be served by Health and Social Services, and ours only serve those individuals with the most severe disabilities.
So it's similar purpose, but different constituencies.
Correct.
Any other questions for the department? Not, thank you. Well, we went right through those today. Tomorrow we'll be taking up natural resources, military, veterans affairs, public safety at 1:30. Anything more to bring up before the committee?
No, sir.
If not, we'll stand adjourned until 1:30 tomorrow.